Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Which makes him lose another wound.
Bullshit!
Once he wounds once, he's dead.
So, where we had last left our intrepid heroes on our... last foyer with into Warhammer Fantasy Paths of the Damned.
Doobadoo.
You guys have been speed run through the investigations. And you guys have now come to the conclusion that it is indeed Rolf.
What'd you do?
He lifted a high elf. It was too heavy for him.
No, I was pulling on my pants because I was scooting in the chair. My hand slipped and hit right along the nerves on the bottom of the table. Shot this really numbing pain all the way through my hand and up my arm.
Can you give me a spoon? Out?
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
They're painful funny.
Can you grab our minis?
Okay.
With your non-numb hand.
You guys had dealt with the mutant incursion because, quite frankly, I'm not going to run through destroying 10 of those stupid little altar areas when you only took one wound anyway.
Hey, we could, like, run through them all, just slaughter everything, and just screw the other boss.
Sure, if you want to do that. I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to say you succeed, because my eyeballs will bleed. I'm not going to set that up 8 times.
Tyler, where's the super glue?
I just used it, and Andre must have moved it.
There's one right there, and there's one
for
right there.
For the battle, probably.
Yeah. It's a little container.
No.
So,
alright, well...
And you guys had come to the conclusion that Rolf's father, in a completely unrelated manner, was attempting to sabotage the cannon.
Because he was pissy that he got
replaced.
Alright. In order to get people to believe us on that fact, I vote we go talk to a noble and get her to speak on our behalf.
Oh, by the way, it is now the beginning of the 5th day.
I say...
So that morning.
Yeah, because you guys...
I go in disguise. Mm-hmm. You could do that, right?
Yes.
Disguise me. I'm a wanted man.
We're missing somebody. Conrad is...
It's true, he did me Sister S.
He's right on the...
They've got little drawings of me. Very poor drawing.
They just don't do you justice. I mean, they show that you've got these big puffy cheeks and...
What do you mean, what I've got?
Big puffy cheeks, you've got this scowl and...
I don't think I need to disguise you. Just don't use your name.
Hey, someone might recognize a Bretonian, and that will be enough to get me arrested.
Okay, just put on...
Hey, it's a Bretonian! Arrest him! Why? Because this is Warhammer.
Just don't you... don't wear your family colors.
But your family colors...
But my full plate is in my family colors.
Actually, it's not. It was made in... By this mess.
Okay.
And whatever the place it was over there.
Yeah, if we could just give you different colored clothing, you should be fine. And just don't say your name.
Fine. I'll be quiet for once. Last session in the game. Bretonian's shutting up!
What's wrong?
Until I'm going to keep track of turns. Tony hasn't talked for six turns.
Seconds.
Alright, so we go and talk with our noble friend.
Alright, you guys walk up to her house and you'll see that guards are posted outside her estate. Sorry, friend, you can't come in.
Why?
Last night there was a murder most foul.
Where?
In the manor.
Who was murdered?
Elizabeth Becker.
Is that our noble friend?
Yes. The one noble contact we had in the city.
What about the noble that he escorted?
She is awaiting him at the masquerade.
I.e., we can't locate her until the masquerade actually starts.
I'm supposed to be showing up at the masquerade with her?
Uh-huh. You're her escort.
Oh, that's right. Okay, whatever.
And your dirty peasant friends.
Yes, quite so.
I'm a freaking priest of Sigmar! Respect me!
Notice how he responded to that. So obviously this comment wasn't meant for me.
Obviously. He's a dirty peasant.
Exactly, these two. So I'm coming in there apparently not joining you, but I'll be there anyways.
Anyways. So, that didn't work.
Suppose we can try investigating here so we find any more clues.
Yeah, somebody who can get into places.
I'll walk away.
I hope you're not saying that.
My eye! Did you just poke yourself in the eye?
Hey guys, look. Shiny objects!
It's called the sun.
Ow! My eye!
Sigmar says if you stare at it long enough, he'll grant you power.
Alright, well, let's just walk in.
Wait a little bit before they go blind.
I was just kidding about saying
I assume so, and they're also not that dumb.
Now, a chaos giant.
The Nolnir guards are supposed to be incompetent, not slapstick retarded.
Okay.
They're incompetent because they do what they know those things.
Where's Sniggit? Somewhere.
He's right here.
I ain't gonna spot you.
I got 100.
You do stare in the sun?
I'm looking at the guard staring in the sun. She's like, Snake, where are you? Maybe Snake gets in the sun.
What's the name of the main high elf deity? It's not Cain,
it's the creation god.
Can't
remember its name.
Okay, well, I say his name. He'll grant you power if you stare into the sun.
Wait, I don't really care about that. I'm a caster. Actually, no. Elves mix them, so we're good. Yeah. Burn.
Yes, mistress. I'm slowly creating a cult.
Burn. All
right.
I'm slowly creating a cult.
You need to sneak into this manor.
Yes, mistress.
And figure out what happened.
You mean to create a distraction, mistress?
Yeah, sure.
If it creates distraction, I think I will burn him.
He runs up your
street. You see the little skaven walk up to the front door with a cup.
Alms for the poor!
They're all like,
what? One of the guards begins pulling out a coin, the other one's like, poor? And they quickly chase after him. Sniggit activates Flee Flee! It has a movement characteristic of 6.
But he doesn't use the entire movement characteristic, so they'll keep chasing him. If they see a scam, they just go, they're just gonna go.
And then a barrel next to them starts shaking.
Punch it, Energolite.
I love those little pus bombs.
Dude, the Nurgling blessing was kind of disgusting, kind of funny.
Anyways.
Right.
The Nurgling blessing.
The door is now clear.
I love that one. It was so clear.
Proceed.
Alright, so we go inside.
You guys go on inside. You guys can eventually make your way through and notice that it looks like the murder happened inside the living room. Go ahead and give me your appropriate search checks.
No. Why not? I'll meander about.
I fail.
I
Are we going to have battle here in a moment? Or...
No.
Okay.
I succeeded. Exactly.
Nice.
Okay. Alec, what you can identify is that, you know... is that, obviously there was no struggle at the front door.
Okay, so she let... It was someone she knew, presumably.
And then, you can see that the blood is kind of splattered forward onto the table from a chair.
Okay, so basically she was stabbed while from behind while in a chair?
Or bludgeoned or something.
Okay.
And it looked like it was fairly swift. Conrad can point out on the front yard, because of course he's far better at searching at you, that once again there's one of those little wagon ruts that you guys have found before.
Were these the same places where the people with the best characteristics disappeared from?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Rolf was here fairly recently, presumably. Any chance of you tracking the wagon ruts, or same thing as last time?
It's a city, dude.
Or D&D has those DCs?
Warhammer Fantasy says,
We don't...
Was her body found here?
No. Her body is missing.
So it's presumable that it's not actually murder. It might... The amount of blood would possibly indicate murder, but at the same
time... That's a lot of blood.
Okay. Well, obviously she was secretly a Cornite, so she had more blood than normal.
Or she was in an anime.
No. Paper cut. Damn it.
Ooh. Whack it again.
Was the phone call that good?
No. Well, kind of, but not in that
Not a lot else to be found in terms of...
Nothing else that you guys found.
Tyler, I'm going to steal a piece of your cheese.
Okay.
But does she keep a booklet of anyone she talks to and nothing like that?
No, she does not.
Damn it.
Okay. I was thinking she was an organized woman.
Andre, would there be anything to find if we succeeded by a better search?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Nothing useful.
Nothing useful.
Okay. Well, it looks like our friend may have just gotten pulled into one of our other investigations.
Alright, well, let's leave here before the guards return.
Yeah, we should probably beat a hasty retreat before the guards return.
At least be outside.
Yeah, you guys will escape without a problem.
Okay, so... Well, unless we want to try and make new noble friends, it looks like in order to convince the guard of Rolf's father's deception, we might have to capture him and or just capture Rolf and hope our friend is alive.
So we need to capture Rolf and his father and report them to the guard.
Or just capture Rolf and hope that Angela? Becker?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. Hope that Elizabeth is alive.
Alright, so where do we begin capturing this guy?
That's a very good question. Anyone have any ideas on how to locate this guy?
Everyone thinks they're at their house.
Remember, he rides out into the country every night.
We know that's a body double.
Does he go to his house and then ride out?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says he gets paid every night at the house before he rides out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's presumable there's a secret passage in his house.
So I say we wait there until we see body double man ride out, then we storm the gates, and we capture Rolf.
Storming
the gates?
Mm-hmm.
It's still occupied, even if not by him, but...
No, it wasn't, remember? It
was
empty.
Go on the inside of the house.
It was completely empty.
There's still guards there.
Wasn't it like there was nobody...
There was nobody there, Jessica.
There?
No one was there. That doesn't mean that the guards aren't within screaming distance.
No, what I meant was, it didn't look like there was actually anyone that used the house, was there?
That's the country estate.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They do still use their townhouse. It's just, at nighttime, conveniently both of them go bye-bye.
So, we'll storm the gates in a stealthy manner.
Okay, I can do that.
You mean sneak in?
Yeah, storm the gates in a stealthy manner.
Okay.
Somehow I think we should be doing something else with our daytime instead of just,
Oh no, we're not just going to be waiting. By the way, Tyler, I believe this is your salon base.
Mm-hmm. Alright,
So, we also now need to figure out how to stop the, cannon from being sabotaged.
Well, in order to convince
is
the
it,
guard...
Is it being held at the college, or where is
it? No, it is being test-fired off of a special landing that's kind of in the middle of the river in town.
You guys remember...
do you know where it's stored?
Yes, it's stored at the college.
He wasn't going to sabotage the cannon because he couldn't find out a way
to
do it.
He was going to sabotage the cannon balls.
Mm-hmm.
Balls. So where is the ammo being produced?
The ammo is also stored inside the college.
And the main issue is we have no credibility.
You have no credibility.
No, we have no credibility.
You have no credibility.
You're known associates.
Of who?
Us.
I'm sorry, who are you?
He's obviously us. There's multiple of him. Is the voices, are they talking?
It's Sigmar.
No, as Steven can attest...
Do you have charm?
No.
Why is it the two women don't have charm?
Because I decided not to take it. I got something else instead.
Because men are obviously the better speakers. You women just belong in the kitchen.
I should slap you right now.
You only think Jessica's in the kitchen.
Go to the kitchen.
Okay.
And behind there, you keep all your knives.
It's fine. I'm home in the kitchen.
17, 20.
Go to the cupboard.
You just took 21 points damage from one firebolt and 11 from another.
No, I didn't. My toughness is 1,000.
So
it's
you
over
you are a solid gore meal.
Yes.
That's kind of creepy, dude. Anyways.
Okay.
We can...
So we can try and figure out if we can get inside there.
Say that. Getting inside
that's
should not be the
really
issue.
Yeah, well, we won't be allowed anywhere near it. Mm.
We just simply have to put on a little makeup. Disguise ourselves. When it's open, with students coming and going, just mingle in.
Do students have IDs here?
No, they recognize by face. Nolan is a mega city of 80,000 people.
Okay. I guess I can try disguising as some students.
You just go in after them and look around. Look around.
What we could do is we can go to the tavern where they off tomorrow and get a few drunk, have them pass out, and then we can take those guys' spots.
That should work. And if they don't get passed out from the booze, we'll just have our Bretonian knock them out.
Very noble act.
We'll go raise up some lesh colts.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
How else can you try to stop the saboteur?
Me and Alec purge some nice colds while you guys figure this out.
Because that's the only really place I can probably figure out where he's hiding.
You two go work on your project. Huh? We'll take the NPC.
That's the only place I can really think about where he's hiding is in the college. Because mm-hmm. He's not gonna be, he only ventures out at night to pay.
Look around back. Find a secret entrance in. There will be a secret entrance.
The manor or the college?
The college. Manor we're dealing with tonight. Look around the college premises. There will be a way in where there are no guards. It's a big building. It's actually a very big complex, isn't it?
It's fairly decent size.
All right, we open the hidden door Jessica found. Inside, Tomb Kings.
Close it!
And you see six Ushabti. And a bone giant. Inside a 10x10 room.
So they've been disassembled?
You mean... they're like a block in the room.
That block has a lot of attacks.
That block potentially has an infinite number of attacks should it charge us.
It's not that bad. They're not scorpions.
No, you find little models in there. You find a bone giant model.
He's so cute.
And you pick it up, take it out. Then the Ushabti models start moving, walk out, and enlarge to the regular size.
Anyways,
and then I call
go look.
Pet.
Go look.
Fine.
All right. Use your spy-like abilities.
I'll look around. I'll pose as someone's girlfriend. I don't care.
Give me a perception check. Because that's what you're doing. You're looking around. Right.
Might help if you use the correct dice. Perception. Is it hearing-based?
No.
Yes, looking around is hearing-based.
Then I fail.
Okay. It's been an hour. And you don't see any obvious entrances in.
You know what, actually, I spend a fortune point on her.
Okay.
There. I succeeded by 4.
Okay. We're kind of looking around. And well, there are plenty of ways to get into the campus, but due to increased security, because apparently last night there was a fugitive who
there was
the building.
A lockpick thief. She literally stole the lock.
I did. They're like, hey!
Security has been increased.
Okay.
And there are guards posted at each of the exits.
Exits, but not entrances!
You fool! We're back at the cave entrance! We need to find the cave exit!
Okay.
Do we need to, like, hop a fence or something? Do you see any unguarded entrances?
No.
Any unguarded parts of the building that we might be able to pop in through a window?
The roof.
Do you see anywhere that would be unguarded that we could climb up to the roof? Or are there guards stationed every 10 feet?
I go with a towel and a cape.
No.
Yes, they have 2 guards posted every 10 feet.
Sure, there are plenty of places where you could climb up.
But they won't be very hidden.
Is there anywhere where there aren't guards?
Speaking of which, it's still storming and heavily raining.
Oh, yeah.
It's been for the past 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I suppose now would be a good time.
We'll see.
It might be easy enough to sneak in now.
Another thing is you'd have to get through the doors.
Mm-hmm. Is there, like, a wall on the outside, or is it just a building?
There's a wall.
It's walled.
So are the guards on the entrances to the wall?
Entrance is the building.
Okay. Is there any section of the building that is unguarded that like may not have a door but will have windows on the second story?
Sure. Probably.
Do we have any rope?
No.
Sure, we can afford to go buy some rope.
Is it a break test, a psychology test?
No. Oh.
If you're immune to psychology, you're not immune to break tests.
So, we can go buy rope. You have sheer scale, sheer surface, right? No.
I get that as an assassin.
Go ahead. No, it'll be funny watching all of you climb.
They're not coming. They're purging slash golds.
I was being serious about that. Come on, NPCs.
No, seriously, we can pose as someone's girlfriends. Or make them think that we're their girlfriend, and they let us in.
All right, well, let's try it. Let's find some half-drunk college kids.
By the way, college in this age are not going to be kids, really.
Oh, I know. They're kids compared to her.
All right, sure. You guys are asking around. Go ahead and give me a charm check.
Hey, you want to take me back to the college?
Yeah. I succeed.
Sadly enough, this would be easier for us. Hey, you want to be my girlfriend? Find those 2 female engineers.
Yeah. The ones that are actually...
I needed a 13. Look what
nice.
I got.
Guys. I need
unfortunately,
16,
the only 2 female engineers 18. In the guilds are lesbians.
No.
Okay. You're sitting here asking around. You don't find a boyfriend. You find an engineer who's like, oh, so you're a mage? Let me prove to you how much superior technology is. Your stupid elfy ways doesn't mean anything anymore when we've got cannons.
Sure. Let's go.
Bring it.
He starts loading the cannon. Fire. Boom. Oh! Is that a misfire? Oh, is that your face?
By the way, don't say that to Septrop. Ever. Our cannons are better than your technology. Alright, fine. Shoot me.
Boom. Bring it.
Okay. So, Jessica, you can shadow her. Even though they don't have shadowing.
Actually, I do.
There are a lot of corpses down here.
As you guys are dead on the corpses of a 4th group.
Yes.
Okay.
I successfully shadowed that
You don't even know you're being shadowed.
Wait. Is it vision-based?
Yes.
How many tiers did you see by it? I barely don't notice you. So I notice out of the corner of my eyes. I mean,
it's a dirty peasant. He's peeing on your robe.
No. If he's peeing on my robe, that means I'm walking and he's like hopping beside me. At which point, fireball.
Sir, you appear to be peeing on my leg.
As you know, of course, the place is heavily storming and kind of. He manages to convince the guards to let you in, and he takes you off to one of the, you know, kind of side rooms, showing, giving you an example of one of the other cannons. You know, as you walk by, you think you identify the room. It's got two guards with halberds and a guy with a gun at both of the double doors. A total of six guys at the door.
That's probably the room where the new cannon is at.
You think.
So, I'll wait till he starts showing me one of the old-style cannons.
This is only good.
And see, this is one of the first models that the dwarfs, that's right, our real allies, gave to us.
And what happens if I dump a bucket of water down the barrel?
It will work just fine. Do it right now. I dare you.
I go outside, grab a bucket of water, throw it in. I'll wait till he puts the gunpowder in.
You're not going to load it inside the building.
So on the battlefield, when it's storming and raining, and the pack the gunpowder there, and all the water gets down there, what happens?
Does Skaven Stormman or actually...
It fires just fine. Elfie Mage.
Yeah, no it doesn't. I've watched it.
So it doesn't.
Yeah, right. How many battlefields have you been on with a cannon? I bet zero.
No, but I have seen them in displays. It's kind of fun. Meanwhile...
Like this.
Haha. No fail. Actually, I did successfully cast basically any spell on my lizard sense. I can even cast Hearts of Fire. So what about this new cannon? How explosive is this new cannon? How many times will it destroy itself before it's used?
It is revolutionary.
It explodes more often. Like three times as often.
It's going to be test fired in a couple days now. Why don't you wait till then?
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
He's like, yeah! Oh,
no, I have not seen it.
Does
I've
it shoot
heard about
the normal cannonball? Does it shoot those little rocket things that you people
no,
create in your own stupidity?
It shoots gunpowder-laden shells that explode on contact. We are going to wipe the forces of the ruinous
house. Skaven cannon?
Wait, so it's a cannon that fires mortar shells?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem all that revolutionary.
Yeah, it has explosive rounds.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So imagine a small blast template at strength 10 with no armor save.
Okay, that, yes.
And then it goes in a straight line.
Fuck. I want that for my army.
It is the Skaven
cannon. It is the Skaven cannon.
Except that the Skaven cannon is a bit better because in the path it's hit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If this shell hits someone, it's going to explode.
So... How long did it take for you to make this new cannon?
I didn't make it.
Well, how long did it take you people?
Mm-hmm. No more than a few years.
How long did it take to make the artillery, the shells?
Oh, that was the simple part.
Did you participate in making the shells?
No.
Did you participate in anything with this new cannon?
I saw it.
Ooh.
He's lying to you.
I heard about it.
Okay, well, okay, do you know where they make this cannon? Because I haven't actually seen how any of these cannons are.
It's guarded and no one's allowed in.
What about the ammo?
Same thing.
I failed a heal check.
You know, originally there was a master engineer, but he didn't finish it on time, and the Countess replaced him.
Who did they replace him with?
Von Mori.
Who's that?
A mediocre engineer who's barely got it done. It was almost completed when Randolph was moved off of the project.
Have you seen him around here lately?
Randolph moved off the project, okay.
A couple months ago.
No, why?
Oh, why?
Wasn't it moving fast enough?
Is that why?
Hmm? He didn't finish it within the, you know... He didn't finish it within the time that she kept shortening.
So, if you've never seen this thing work, you haven't actually touched the ammo...
2 days!
How do you know it'll work? How do you know it won't just sit there on the dock and explode? Like a lot of Empire artillery.
So, see, you're going to want to let it explode now, right? Just to put this guy wrong, huh?
because it has been test fired before.
Oh, really? And where?
The dwarves test fired it. That's how we know it works.
Well, wow. Because you're trusting people who walk on their own hair.
It's better than people who nance around and think that their magic does anything.
Hey, who stopped the swarms of chaos? Who ebbed the tides of the chaos and trapped it in a little vortex to save the world?
The dwarves.
Dwarves?
No, they didn't, actually. Do you not know any history? You are incompetent.
What good is history? It changes.
Fail catapult.
This is the engineering, what happens with, you know, when you're first making catapult.
Well, I'm kind of hoping my distraction will work for...
Okay.
To look around.
Yeah, what am I doing?
You are now kind of sitting there in the court, and you see the six guards. There's not even room for your hand to reach the door.
Stick.
I almost saved you, Alec. I almost.
Because it wasn't even going for him. Locked.
Nance. Yes, Stephen. Nance around.
Nance around. Well, I don't see how this guy is going to be able to get in here, let alone sabotage anything.
He actually has permission to go wherever he wants to.
He's taken off the project. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
No, but he can go in the college wherever he wants to.
Yeah.
And he has knowledge of the inner workings of how they move stuff around.
You know what else is good about magic instead of artillery? It takes one person to do this.
Yeah, and it takes one person to do it a spell scroll.
Yeah, but how many spell scrolls can you carry on you?
They're not that heavy. I don't know why mages only ever carry two with them. I'd carry a lot more.
Point cost. How freaking expensive those are?
You get four to spell scroll. Three to spell scroll. No, I'm. And you got a cannon.
Actually, a cannon.
In addition, magic isn't nearly as good against Khorne as you would think.
Empire cannon is one.
Not in fantasy role playing game. In normal, it doesn't matter.
Yes. The Empire cannon is actually more expensive than the Dwarven cannon.
Mm-hmm. So the Dwarven cannon.
If I can get a layout of the place, that'd be nice, but I don't know what it...
They don't particularly give me a layout, but you can sneak around all you want.
That's better.
Find an office, see if they have a layout.
I'm saying I don't have a map.
Yeah.
Can she get a map that you don't have to necessarily give
her?
Yes.
You are here. Freshmen are located here. Move your ass there.
Wait, is that actually written there, or...?
No. It's certainly implied, though.
Can you find if this guy had an office that we might be able to get to?
Yes, he still has an active office here.
Yeah.
You are here. Freshman here. Plot here.
So you can break into his office, see if he has any...
That's what I was going for.
All right. Go ahead and give me
now.
Stealth? I'm going to say that there's a group of people passing by.
You're not going with her. You're blathering.
Oh, I know.
Well, he's actually role-playing blather since he doesn't have the skill.
Okay, how many tiers did you fail by?
So, the first Slaanesh cult didn't do very good.
They failed by three.
The second one? Did you two wounds.
Oh! So, as you're kind of sneaking along, you suddenly kind of cling to the wall doing the...
Roll the nine.
You know, walk by. She's singing her own theme song.
Yeah, people are kind of walking by like, whatever.
Try and pose as a student. Are there any females in here? No. Okay. Yeah.
If I took a lot of wounds...
Of course not.
You could pose as a servant.
Andre, if I took a lot of wounds in this Slaanesh cultural purging, I would just heal them. I just heal 10 wounds.
You took 9, you took 3.
Okay, you heal 10.
Conrad?
I would take you more than 10 wounds to heal.
I heal myself.
Takes Ulfric's Fury.
What chip thing is that?
Dill Pickle.
I'm assuming this is for all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I heal everyone.
He was the worst off, and he took 19 wounds.
Oh, okay. Don't heal that.
How much did you heal him?
Luckily, 8.
Okay, so Frederick is limping along with 2 wounds left.
Ooh. Conrad.
Poke him.
Conrad.
And say, you can... Is it once per day or once per combat per day?
Once per day. Okay. Remember, that's one of the things we found.
Okay, so let me do this again. I successfully heal one wound, bringing him up to 3. He is no longer seriously injured. I will now proceed to do an actual heal check.
He's down to 10. If he was, 11.
If you didn't heal him before, he would have been at 0.
Oh, okay. So he's at 2 wounds, so...
We're just assuming that via all of our checks and whatnot, he's now at 3.
After 8 slanesh calls, I figure that's pretty good.
So this is what we're doing. We're clearing out the remainder of the sewer, honestly.
Okay. Well, we clear out until...
Go ahead and give me
okay, that's enough for today.
It's open lock,
which
I think, in this.
Smash bolts.
Which is enough to clear them out.
Pick lock.
Can I have some dill pickle chips?
Okay. So you fail this time. Let's see if anyone shows up. Nope, no one shows up this time. Yeah.
Ooh, it failed by one.
I'll give it to you. You will indeed pop the lock as some guards walk by. Give me a stealth.
No.
Do you want to spend a fortune point?
Sure, I'll spend my other fortune point. No.
Fortune point.
No.
One more?
I'm out.
No, I'm giving you one.
Oh. There we go.
Okay. Barely. So basically, they're kind of walking in, and you know, they kind of see you, and then you look up, holding the trash can, and they're like, oh.
No, what happened? They look over, almost spot you, then a gibbering Skaven runs by.
How'd he get in here? What the hell?
Hello, Snigget.
Is that a cannonball?
No, to make that even more amusing, it's not a Skaven, it's a goblin.
Is that one of those new cannonballs? How'd you get that?
How did you?
No.
Okay. You'll basically, he does keep a journal and whatnot of his daily meetings. And one of the things you'll find looking over the daily meetings is the guy who took over his project came to him for advice a lot.
Oh, so that's how he's going to sabotage the cannonballs.
Okay.
Did he just give him bad advice then?
It looks like he gave him wonderful advice, but he was allowed into the workshop every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and you can see he's got these, you know, little, you can feel the acid in his voice when he says, you know, I was replaced off the I was removed off the project near completion, so this gumbag is getting my, you know, credit for my work.
And even afterwards, he's asking for his advice.
Uh-huh.
I'm curious if he's going to talk to this guy next.
Salt the wound.
Maybe the Countess. But I think he's wanting to save the Countess so she can suffer about all the chaos that he's going to bring.
No, Rolf is the one trying to bring chaos. This is
exactly, but...
Rolf is bringing chaos. Randolph is bringing chaos.
He's bringing chaos with a lowercase c. Rolf is bringing chaos with a capital C.
No, it's with a K and an H and an O and an R and an N and an E.
Oh, corn.
I mean, being a spiteful PC, I'm actually tempted to just let the cannonball up. But then it would ruin my party.
No? It's actually the day after the masquerade.
Oh. Then I don't care.
I'm really tempted on letting this happen as well, just to spite this guy.
I want to figure out where all these people are, though.
That's the other guy.
That's Rolf.
That's his son.
That's his son.
Yeah, but he's related.
No, it's not. These are two completely separate events.
The father-son. Plotline-wise, they're over here.
No, I don't know that.
I suppose.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm sorry, at this point, I'm sitting here kind of going, canon? And missing people who have nothing to do with canon.
Oh, as a member of the Empire, I will work until this canon crisis is resolved.
Does he have his son in here? If his son comes visits?
Oh, no. Nothing about his son. Not even, like, a picture.
Well, a painting, you mean?
Yeah, not even a painting or anything. Not even any letters.
Looks like we have no contact with each other.
Does he even in the
Why you gotta be all noble, Alex?
Not really.
You got a pistol? It kind of comes with being a Sigma, right?
Ooh, you know what would be really good?
Not interested in that.
I had that guy, I would see if he'd get out some gunpowder. It's like, there's something that is really good about gunpowder. Pilot, boom! It makes the magic better.
Actually,
that's how dwarves and and elves can be friends. We combine to make it even better.
You were friends.
Yeah, right. Until the stupid dwarves decided to say something to my freaking king. Then we shaved them bald like they deserve it.
You mean they came to walk... They walk over and went like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
Can I try and disable his gun?
That's not how it went.
So if we come in conflict with him...
Just give me trade...
What is trade intelligence?
Look, we just want to work this out.
No, they didn't say what... They literally came saying, why are you stealing our stuff? And the Phoenix King went, you know, instead of explaining, I'm going to shave you.
No.
What?
All right, so...
You can't just stuff something in there?
Sure, you stuff something in there.
Something solid?
You stuff something in there, you're like, yeah, that'll do it.
What do you do?
Try to sabotage the pistol?
Yeah, you stuff something down the barrel.
Okay. So if we come in conflict with him, if he tries using it on us, it won't work the first time. Hopefully.
Until we realize it wasn't a loaded pistol, and this is one where you have to shove the bullet in. So,
out shoots a paper wand.
Then a bullet.
Paper wand. D10 plus 20 wounds.
Oh! The paper wand.
Cut from hell.
The paper wand of corn.
Hey, styrofoam cups can go through windshields.
Right. Mythbusters proved it.
Mythbusters proved a lot of things.
And they also disprove a lot of things. Okay. It's kind of their job, that's why they're Mythbusters.
Well, what about the other professor? Can I find his office?
Sure. Give me another shell.
No.
How bad you fail by?
A little more than one. Not quite two.
One tier, or...?
How many numbers did you fail by at this point?
No, wait, yeah, it's more than one. Ten, 17.
17? Okay, they did spot you.
Alright, you can spend a fortune point.
I don't have any. I'll
give you my last
fortune
point.
You feel Bretonian fortune coming to your aid.
I already used my two. There.
Okay. What did you...
How did you get back in here?
It's literally not saying it. Just some random...
That was just a random Skaven.
I keep Skaven in my pocket for fun. So when I get bored, I just pull them out, burn their face. At this point, I'm using them as a distraction. And I'll throw them. All right, just with the beat, keep Skaven in a pocket, just burn them, pull them out, burn! Put them back in your pocket.
Okay, go ahead and give me another stealth check.
There, I got a 9.
Okay. Now give me a pick lock as the guard group passes you by.
Good.
There, I got 23.
Okay. You like this.
So you're sitting there, you're curled in the shape of the door while you're picking the lock, and the guards walk by. Does that door have boobs?
No, dude, you're just horny.
Yes. Yes, I am.
It's been a while.
Okay, so you...
Baby's away from me.
They're good, aren't they?
That's disgusting.
Yes. You slide on in. You see he's got all these notes and whatnot. Nice.
These are not disgusting.
Tyler, you're going to hell.
You guys are heretics.
You're like, going to hell. Accept it.
Heretics.
I don't like dill pickles. You can see he's got notes and whatnot all over the place. As you can see, he's got schematics of the cannon and whatnot.
You see him sitting in the corner going, what are you?
Is the guy there?
Let's see, it is during the daytime. There's a 80% chance he's here. You see him face planted on his desk.
This is sleeping there.
Poor guy.
His hair's like all in different directions. This guy maybe looks in his early 40s, but you can see he's got this nice gray patch right here.
Alright, I don't like how fast the guy who actually knows what he's doing is, so I'm going to put this incompetent guy in charge. That'll get it done faster.
I would say incompetent is just, you have 2 weeks to finish this.
Oh, by the way, you don't know anything what's going on. See, bye!
Yeah. So he's sitting there laying face down. There's this, just as an image, this is an empty bottle of wine.
I found one of his other ones and replaced it.
Put a little sippy straw in it and take it down to his mouth.
Yeah. Like, hey, go, sir.
Oh, thank you, Lois.
Give him another bottle. Although he is in here.
Okay.
Ask him.
Ask him what?
Everything!
42.
That's not right. That stands to life, universe, and everything. But everything in and of itself is only a fraction of 42. So therefore, you still haven't gotten the right answer. I'm sorry. No, it's not necessarily divided by 3, because everything is not necessarily proportioned to life, universe, and then itself. So it might not be equally divided. Who knows? Who knows? We should build another computer to figure out the answer to that.
Rolf?
Rolf is the son. Randolph
okay,
is the
Randolph.
Son.
Does
Earth
he
the
to ask him where Randall, Professor Randall, is.
Stephen uses
he kind frog. Of brings his head up and he attempts to get a good look at you.
Hello, Billy!
Where are you?
Oh, I'm one of his servants. So he wanted me to deliver some messages to him, but I can't seem to find him.
Stay him in his office. It's down the hall.
I was just there, but I did not see him.
Just leave it on his desk.
Well, I'll leave.
Punch him! Hold him down, interrogate him.
Use torture.
I don't have torture, sadly.
You're not a witch hunter?
No.
Too bad. Too bad.
Stop.
I'm not pointing it at you.
I can see it, though. Leave.
Okay, you leave.
There's nothing else I can do here.
Okay, he face plants back in the desk.
He just like sneak around. Right?
For a second, I could wait for that to go back in. Start looting all the stuff and leave.
You could.
He's still conscious.
Barely. Conscious is a relative term.
Go get him more wine.
I did. He has to drink it first.
Pour him the wine. Be a servant, girl.
What you need to do is go over while his face is down on the desk, grab the back of it, pull it up, and smash it down. Then he will be unconscious.
Assuming that knocks him out.
Yeah.
Under the technical rules, I doubt you will knock him out. But in real life, somebody who's apparently heavily inebriated already, a hit like that will probably knock them out.
So I'll wait
Just tell yourself, go be a servant, go be a servant. Here's some more water.
97. You see he chugs a little bit, and then he kind of goes, fuck, back at the desk.
This time a little bit harder than usual.
Mm-hmm. Has he stopped breathing?
Are you looking at my halfling?
Are you staring at my halfling?
Alright, I suppose I'll go in and try and look around.
Okay. Search check.
I fail.
Okay.
Is this yours?
Let's see if he wakes up this time. No, he doesn't. You can continue looking around.
That's a grave gun.
There. He had 14.
Okay. You see he's got all these notes and whatnot, and there are several places where you can see that it's obviously not his handwriting. It looks closer to Randolph's writing.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you also looking for?
I really have no idea what I want to look for.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to find this guy, and no one knows where he is. And even though he's helping this dude, he has no idea where he is.
You could look for, like, what recent changes have been made to either the ammo or the cannon.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't have knowledge engineering, so if I look at him, like, I don't know what this means.
I guess you just find the most recent stuff.
I suppose my next idea would go talk to the kid that she's talking to. But then I don't want to give that away.
You know, search and find the most recent things. Run off with them.
I suppose. It's the best I can do.
Okay. So you grab some of his notes and run off.
Horses look scrawny.
They're elven steeds.
Mm-hmm. Elven steeds.
Is this what it takes to get a 9 movement?
Yes.
All right, you quickly dash out with his notes.
It's not hard to find me. Just look for the biggest crowd of people in the largest argument, and I'll be there.
It's probably down here to have a journal. Well, an easily reached journal.
Mm-hmm. I always look.
Because I bet it's in his desk. She's on.
You can't be like...
I'm not that good. My highest is a 52.
He's passed out.
Yeah, supposed to roll him over and then take a look, right?
No, but you could be like... And then if he wakes
lift
up...
Lift his arm.
If he wakes up, you just go... On Prem's desk, and he's like...
Like you said, my highest is a
52. He wakes up, looks at the ball. Mm. You looking at my happening? The ball goes, yes. Oh.
If you fail, you gotta rely on your stealth skills.
Which is a 52.
Nothing that says you can't do it.
Oh, Billy! My footrest is not very stable.
What do you think, Alec? Got any ideas?
About what?
What Jessica needs to find.
Is she in here at his office?
Yeah.
She's in the new guy's office.
The most recent notes. I'm wondering about anything else that should be taken, like...
Does she have a key to the room where the ammo... Does he have a key to the room where the ammo and or cannon is being kept?
There's six people guarding that door.
So you haven't had a key? excuse me, can you move aside? Why? I have a key. It goes to this door. I want to use it.
No.
Bang! She could have been an assistant, just in case.
Ow!
She said out.
She said out. She's not an assistant.
That's a test. If you live, you're not an assistant. We kill you. If you die, we know you're an assistant. It's okay.
That sends some money to your family.
Sorry, we shot your assistant. She was trying to get to the cannon. I lose more assistants that way.
Alright, well... Are you going to find anything else, or are you going
to
come giving?
That's why this one's missing shield.
There's nothing else to find.
That you want to come relieve me from having to argue with these people who
does,
make sense?
Does Divine Inspiration have anything to say here?
No, she's fine.
Okay.
I stole some sheets of paper.
I'm running out of things to sorry with these people about because they keep running in circles. Oh, the dwarves gave us this! Yeah, and... Well, they did. And the point is, well, you see, the dwarves, they gave us this! You're a freaking idiot! Well, the dwarves gave us... I'm gonna burn you now. You realize that.
I hand you some piece of paper, fire
starter. It's over 9,000!
I got a barrel of freaking gunpowder thrown on somebody.
It's...
You gained
2,009.
It's only... Oh. 1,009. Go at it, Napa.
1,006?
No, we go.
Oh, it's 1,006. Huh. That's not that bad.
Go at it, Napa. Oh, wait. My head's on upside down. Over 9,000.
Yes. So, you two escape. After about 13 hours or so, you see these guys eventually emerge from a sewer grate. Stinking, yeah. Covered in gore.
Wow, you guys are disgusting.
We ran out of Slaanesh pulse down there.
Not disgusting anymore.
As you guys see some little sludge go by that looks like just solidified gunpowder.
What do you say you and I take about 10 steps that way away from them?
Conrad's hurt, by the way.
Using his halberd as a crutch.
I did what I could for him today.
he almost looks like a mummy.
I have to wait for the wounds to close up a little bit before I can make another attempt.
Before you can clean them in.
Yes.
I see you two are pristine.
What?
I got a boo-boo!
I've got a band-aid right here! No, actually, we're both wrapped in band-aids in different parts.
Yeah, they got stabbed me a few times.
They got really lucky.
It's honestly bad that even in Warhammer Fantasy... I was just like, yeah, you guys were awful, stop them, don't worry.
No, see, Tyler is fully covered in band-aids, but they always stab him between his full plates, so they take it off, he, you know, band-aids him up, and he puts it back on, so he looks like he's in pristine condition. Really, he's in a world of pain.
Well, I'm actually full off.
No.
You lift up his shirt and a nerdling falls out.
What? Chaos!
What did you do to me?
I didn't do anything!
He's a chaos heretic! He bandaged me!
Yes, but then you're also immune because you're now spawning nerds, so therefore you must
kill him first, though.
Okay. You die first, you die second.
You're just not lighting in the rain.
You die first and I go away.
I open my shirt, a wolf of Ulfric falls out.
Yeah, that's kind of supporting the chaos thing. But that's just wrong.
No, I think Ulfric may be channeling his power through me.
No, I'm pretty sure if a normal guy looks out of
shirt.
No,
I'm statement for later.
Oh, the people at the College of Engineers are stupid. They have one argument, and one argument only.
Dwarves are good.
The dwarves gave it to us. Yeah, and well, dwarves gave it to us. And what does it do? Well, the dwarves gave it to us. Are you an idiot? The dwarves gave it to us. Did the dwarves give you their intelligence? Right, well, the dwarves gave it to us.
So did you actually learn anything that's actually useful?
No.
Okay.
What did you guys learn, besides him? Her?
It. The room that the cannon is in is guarded by 6 guys. No one's allowed inside. However, Randolph is working beside the guy who is supposed to be working on the cannon.
Well, that would certainly give him the means to sabotage the stuff.
I'm curious if that professor was his next target. But it's not. I'm not certain or anything. It's just
it's getting late. What time did the body double leave?
Around 6 or 7.
Okay, so if we hurry to the house, we can probably catch him.
You? No, we might need you to track. Stay in the back.
Okay.
I will take him!
Why is there a troll?
Because Steven was bored. He was over there, so I grabbed him.
Oh. Okay, so,
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, you guys head on over to the house. And it is getting late at this point. However, luck may have it.
Yay!
What?
As you guys are heading to the Rolf's house, as luck would have it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what you said, and he went yay, and I'm like, what?
Okay. I'm very glad that was closed.
As you guys can actually see, you guys can actually see. Well, give me a perception check, please. Hello.
Haha! I see. No, I don't succeed. I fail by 6.
Two tiers. I succeed by.
You succeeded?
By 4.
Okay, and Tyler doesn't care. Okay.
Oh! I failed by 30. Wait, no, I actually have perception. I failed by 21.
Alright. You two can actually spot a fairly shadowy character kind of escaping the area. You can identify that it is indeed Rolf. But he's basically moving through the crowds. And of course, attacking someone in the middle of a crowd isn't exactly.
Alright.
Follow him?
Yeah, sure.
Shadow him.
Jessica's the lead shadower.
Did you 6 fail?
I got an 85.
Ah! I have one more fortune point left. Sit and spin.
87.
Fortune!
I think when I have
depleted, you
have one.
One, she's out.
Did you fail?
Yes.
Alright, try again.
Okay, he's now used 2.
He's out.
We have 1.
You fail again.
Stop using those dice! Last fortune point!
There, I got a 10.
Okay. See? And then he switched to those dice!
And then they go bad. And then I switch to these 2, and they're good. Then they go bad.
Focus!
Okay, so eventually, with Jessica as your lead...
The entire group is now to fortune points, by the way.
I know, it's fantastic.
We have to actually do this on our skill instead of our fortune. Our luck was what got us here. Now we have to do it on our skill.
You can see that he actually makes it to Reaver's Run. That bar down at the docks that we're mentioning from the beginning of the game.
The one that we originally were going to stay at, we were like, ew, that's dirty.
Yep, and the one we went to go find somebody who doesn't smell like gunpowder, but we didn't find him.
Hey! Connection may have just been made.
We followed this guy here, and he was actually here.
Okay, well, we keep shadowing him, I guess.
He goes inside.
Okay.
Should shadow on.
Go inside.
Alright, you guys head inside.
I'll take window, I don't care.
I know where the stupid bastard goes.
Okay. As you guys are kind of peering in the window, go ahead and give me perception checks.
fail?
Succeed by a tier.
Stellar rolling tonight. Maybe I will kill you all at the final showdown.
Are we at least in the heading in the right direction for the final showdown?
You see him talking to the, you know, nasty warty waitress and then walk into the kitchen. Although it seems that the old man wasn't paying attention as she began distracting the old man.
Can we go into the kitchen from a different way?
Doesn't look like it.
Is there a back door?
Okay, well, we need to get into the kitchen. Come on, peoples.
Well,
snake it. We need into the kitchen.
Yes, mistress.
Does Conrad have blather or something?
Conrad does not have blather.
Oh, okay, so
snake it does.
Bones we sneak through.
Walk to the front counter. It's a willpower check.
92.
See, there goes. It's 5 copper a night.
Hold on.
You saved a new one.
Okay, you guys have 3 rounds to get into the kitchen.
Okay.
All right.
As you guys enter the kitchen, you can see that's a fairly small, cramped place. And you guys see what you can think is the cook. This scrawny, emaciated man in rags with his foot inside, or his, a shackle around his ankle that's actually anchored into the center of the kitchen. And you can see around his foot that it's begun to rot and decay. It even has gangrene. You can see that he is equally a bit as disgusting and raggedy, although at the far end you can see that there is a trap door. As 4 people enter, Jessica may be able to enter stealthy, but there's at least one of the 2 heavy armor.
Wait,
what is it?
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.